Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you for the abundance of all things that you have given us. We are so grateful, and we praise you and worship you for the magnificent abundance of all things, Lord. Praise you for the things you give us every day, our houses, our food, and may you bless us. And Lord, we thank you for our children, our families, and may you bless them all in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as we come to the Word of God again, bless it as it goes out, as we study the book of Proverbs, in Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're starting here in chapter 15, verse 4 of Proverbs. It says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Now, I want you to think about that. It says there that gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. That's what that says. So what should we meditate on doing? We should always have gentle words which bring forth life and health. You don't want to shorten your life. So don't do the things that the Lord tells us not to do there. If griping brings discouragement among the people, you know, why do those kind of things? Walk holy before God and do what he says in his word. In verse 6, it says, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Now, think about that. That is just as clear as it can be. It's what he's trying to say there in so many words, that there is treasure or good things in being good. But trouble always follows the wicked. So if you're, especially if you're going to be a Christian, walk holy before God and be good, and there will always be treasure. You won't have to worry about trouble coming upon you. Now, I'm going to tell you, even if you're a Christian and you don't walk in obedience to this root words, you will, if you don't walk in love, you will transgress the law of God, and you will bring trouble, much trouble, into your life, because you will open the door to the devil, and the devil and his demons come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. So whatever you do, don't open the door to the devil by being evil. Now, verse 7 says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. In other words, only the good man can give good advice. There is absolutely no rebel or perverse person that can give you good advice. I mean, a lot of those people think they have the answers, but they do not. How many of you would ever want to go out to get advice from a pervert or a rebel? Nobody. You want to go to a good person and get advice from good, knowledgeable people that have wisdom. Verse 8 says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now, in verse 8, the Lord is trying to say there that the Lord hates the gifts of the wicked, but he delights in the prayers of his people. So if you're a wicked person and you try to give gifts to God or do something to God, he will not receive your gift. He will not receive anything from you until you repent and turn from your wicked ways. So whatever you do, walk holy before the Lord. Now, verse 9 says, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Boy, that's a great one to follow that. If the Lord despises the deeds of the wicked, but loves those who try to be good or that are good, then whatever you want to do, if you ever want to see God do something good for you, you've got to walk in a love relationship. But the Lord loves those who are good and walk holy before him, and he hears their prayers. I might just tell you right here, I have an entire teaching on that's a couple of hours long. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes here by walking in obedience to God's word, claiming his promises. I'm going to give you right here a story that the Lord did for me 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago, two little girls, one of them was my granddaughter, she was 3 at the time, almost 4, and the other little girl, like a granddaughter to me, was 6. She had been raised in my house. My wife, my daughter, had kept her for many years while her mother worked every day. So these two little girls, one of them is my true granddaughter, the other one's like a granddaughter. And those two little girls were in a car wreck, a head-on car truck incident. And the little 6-year-old girl, her seatbelt held, but it crushed both of her pelvics and crushed her head, busted her head open. And the doctor said if she lived, she would more than likely have brain damage, and she wouldn't be able to walk with those crushed pelvics for 2.5 to 3 months minimum, and then with a walker. Well, I walked into that room, walking in obedience to God's word, and I took these magnificent promises in John 16:23 and 24, where the Lord literally says, I can ask the Father anything in the name of Jesus, and he will do it, that my joy will be full. And I stood on those two verses for little Kelly, and I asked the Father in Jesus' name to do such a miraculous healing and recovery on her that everybody would know that he done it. And then I turned to everybody and guaranteed them that God was going to do that, because he said I could ask anything and that I must do it with no doubt in my heart, and I had no doubt in my heart. So this little girl had her head busted open and both pelvics crushed, and the doctor said she might not live, but if she does, she'll have brain damage and won't walk for 2.5 to 3 months. This little girl, in 1 week, was out of ICU, and in 1 more week, she was out of the hospital walking with a walker, and 3 days later, she had thrown the walker away, and she was running and playing. And 3 months later, I was at her birthday party, and she still had those big old scars on her forehead, and she hated them where her head had been busted open. And I told her, I said, oh, honey, Jesus don't want them up there either, but he can't take them off until a man of faith prays a prayer of faith for you. And I said, I'm going to pray that prayer of faith. So I stood on 2 promises in John 14:13 and 14, and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to take off those scars off of that little girl's head, and thanked him for doing it, and then guaranteed her they'd come off. In 30 days, those scars were gone off of that little girl's head. Now, I'm telling you, folks, we serve an awesome Jesus. He's awesome. But my little granddaughter was far worse. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes were disconnected from her brain. Her skull was crushed in 5 places, fractured. Her face was tore all to pieces where she had hit the seat in front of her at 140 miles an hour after her seatbelt came loose. And her little chest was mashed. Her right knee was crushed and her left leg broken in 2 places. And they said it was impossible for her to live. So there was no way she could live. The finest doctors in Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth Children's Hospital said it was impossible. But I walked into that room with no fear in my heart, speaking God's word, quoting John 15:7, John 14:13 and 14, and in 2 weeks there was not a scar or a mark on that little beautiful little face. Our King took them all off. 2 more weeks I brought that little girl home, and that little girl, I've taught her to walk again in the name of Jesus, to run and play, and today she is 6 years old. She's back in school running and playing, and they just couldn't believe this. But it's amazing how people can't even believe it after they see it. But you got to believe it before you see it if you want to see God do it. You got to take his word and believe. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you take God's word, you quote it to the King, you stand on it with no doubt in your heart, then you get to see God do creative miracles like he did for my grandbaby and little Kelly. I'm telling you, those two little girls are beautiful little girls today. They're 6 and 9. They're both back in school, running and playing and just praising God. Now, that's what you can see the Lord do if you'll meet the criteria here of Proverbs 15:9. But you've got to walk holy before the Lord. Now, then, in verse 10, he says there, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Isn't that awesome? If you stop trying, the Lord will punish them. And he says, if you rebel against that punishment, you will die. Think about that. If you stop trying, the Lord will punish them. if they rebel against that punishment, they will die. How many people do you know that whenever something happens and comes upon you, they get mad at God? When they get mad at God, I mean, they just don't understand what they're doing, because it's so easy for people. If correction is done to you, then it says, if correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way. So don't forsake the way. But he that hateth reproof shall die. If you hate corrections and you rebel against corrections, instead of asking God, seeking God, say, Lord, where did I mess up? Where did I open the door to give the devil legal right? Lord, I repent. He says, if over in James chapter 5, the last two verses, verse 19 and 20, he says, if you see a brother err from the truth, you should go to him. And if you convert him or bring him back and he repents, you will save the brother from death. But right here in Proverbs, he says it again, that if you go to a brother and he's not willing to repent and turn from his wicked ways, he that hateth reproof shall die. Because if you don't repent, you're already sick and afflicted and tormented because of your sin. But if you will repent, God will heal you. Now in verse 11 it says, hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? In other words, the depths of hell are open to God's knowledge. So how much more the hearts of all mankind? Now God knows everything. He made everything. He made the heavens. He made the earth. He made everything. So you need to make sure that you walk holy before him. The Word of God says, don't fear him who that can kill only the flesh. Now that's the devil. He said, but fear him who can kill both spirit and soul and cast you into hell. Because the final judgment will be made one day. When you die, the judgment will be made and you'll either go to heaven or hell. If you're covered in the blood of Jesus, and you've been walking holy before God through the blood of Jesus, you get to go to heaven. Verse 12 says, a scorner loveth not one that reproves him, neither will he go unto the wise. Isn't that amazing? A mocker, he will stray away from the wise men because he hates to be scolded. Isn't that something? Men that will not, absolutely not accept criticism, is set for a fall. Well, don't be one of those kind of people. Walk holy before God and receive correction from him, and you will live a long, wonderful life. I invite you to call me for teaching tapes and videos on these subjects. I have many. I'd be happy to send them to you. Just give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Now, these video and audio tapes are free and postpaid. All you got to do is call me. I'll send them to you. Or contact me on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can send me an email. I even have a list of several of my audio and video tapes. And if you'll send me an email, I'll be happy to send those to you. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.